Hello, welcome to Wine Reviews with the Geeky Psalm. Follow me on Instagram at Geeky Psalm. Today we're looking at Hush Pinot Noir from Anderson Valley, vintage 2016. This estate bottled Pinot comes from a cooler climate in the Mendocino region of California. And we'll go through our grid again, where we'll go with color. In this case, it's a ruby color with a light concentration, as most Pinot Noirs are. Primary flavors include tart cherries and ripe raspberries. Secondary flavors include earthiness or wet forest floor. Structure-wise, we start with tannins, and they're a bit more than a normal Pinot, so they're soft, and that's because they use something called whole cluster. Now, whole cluster is where they take the whole cluster of grapes and press them, and hence the stems add more tannins or more astringency to the wine. So this one, it's a bit more than a normal Pinot would have, but still something's very pleasant. The next category is acid, and acid is on this wine a medium plus, so it makes you salivate, makes you crave food. That combined with the whole cluster of the tannins is something that makes this Pinot stand up to food a bit more than normal. Alcohol, even though it's from a cooler part of California, it's still relatively high, and it goes through a lot of kind of diurnal, where it's very hot in the day and cold at night. So the alcohol in this is also high. It's above 14%. Pairings for this include grilled salmon, prime rib, and even some lamb. On the rating scale, this is a hard one to put because it's a great everyday wine to keep in your cellar. It's not expensive. It gravitates around $22 to $24 a bottle. And at that price point, it really does compete with a lot more expensive Pinots. So that's where this boundary of 3 and 4, where 3 is an everyday wine, but 4 is something that's special. So this is kind of a special good deal with regards to wine. I hope you enjoy it. Keep an eye out for the Hush 2015 Anderson Valley Pinot Noir. Thank you.